Live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the music from an old podcast being repurposed for this new podcast. It's the Sports Dumbcast with me, your host, Joe Canale, and our special guest, Lauren Flans. Hello, there's some clapping to you. Yeah, hopefully it all works out. I think it does. The music is fading now, so I can't hear any of that, but I'm assuming from what I'm looking at. That's happening.
All right.
So now, Lauren, I've been trying to get you to do this Sports Dump cast for a while, and you did one of the. Did you do an article for the Sports Dump? You did.
I did. I wrote one. Yeah.
And it was an excellent kind of a rant.
It was a rant.
And it was well placed against Cam Newton, I believe.
Yes, I did not care for him.
No,
he has since done some positive things.
Well, nobody is 100% anything.
I know, it's very frustrating.
It is.
I like to
very frustrating.
Box people in, but.
There's a few. Paul Ryan. There's a few.
Well, there's a lot of people who are all evil, but there's very few who are all good.
Right. Yes. Mm. Fair. You should write that down. It's one of those fool all the people one of the times, but. Now, we're going to do some crossover stuff because I do another podcast that is kind of a comedy podcast in the spirit of Cheech and Chong, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded an episode, but we forgot to do some stuff in that I'm just going to shove into this one for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that's
namely
that's
a seaweed
great.
Tasting, mm-hmm. which has no place in a sports podcast.
Not at all.
But does it really have place in a cannabis-related one?
More so.
Probably.
Because it's eating.
And it has weed in it.
Does this have weed in it?
Well,
oh, seaweed.
Jeez,
I thought you were dosing me because of what.
No, I wouldn't do that. Only my father do.
Yeah.
Well, I even contemplate it for.
Okay.
I will tell a quick little story that would have been better for the other podcast too, but the dog I had, Basha, almost the exact same size.
Oh.
So a few things that she ate in her lifetime were a pound and a half of jerky one time.
Oh, no.
A full chicken carcass one time. And a full gram of hash one time.
No.
So,
that's very
chicken
bad.
Carcass, no. Chicken carcass was the worst.
Really?
Well, first of all those bones and stuff a dog of that size
very
shouldn't
scary.
Be eating. Then the following day, I mean, this dog's digestion, the following day, this is honest to God truth. My girlfriend at the time, later to be wife, currently ex-wife, and I walk out of the bedroom to 15 to 20 pancake-sized piles of diarrhea on the kitchen floor.
I wanted her to shit out a perfect
no,
chicken.
No, it broke down into... It was
so
amazing
sad.
What this dog's digest... There was no bones about it, so
okay.
to speak. Just a lot of piles of shit. And I, at the time, had a job, luckily. and I was going to work at, I think, Nick and Tony's restaurant. So my ride was there to pick me up, meaning Susan
excuse.
Had to...
Yeah.
And this is not an exaggeration. As I'm about to leave, my longtime cat, Ned, up on top of a shelf, you hear her... She had long hair. like a huge puke from like 6 feet. Like, makes a huge splattering noise on the ground. I think Susan kind of broke into tears, and I was out the door.
Oh, you're like, the fucking worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a sick day, you monster.
Oh, no. A sick day to clean up? No.
Yes.
It was her dog, to be fair. Mm. My cat,
though.
Was
it your chicken, though?
No, she left it. The dog had gotten it into the garbage.
Oh, now,
boy. Now, the jerky was a similar situation, not quite as many. And then the hash for two
that
days.
That was your fault, right?
No, Susan could have been equally.
Damn. And
with the dog.
He's licking the microphone.
For 2 days, we had to carry her outside to pee.
Oh,
like she just sat on the couch and be like, Bosh, you want to go? We pick her up. And she'd stand and
so
she'd just
weird.
Pee and maybe she'd poo. And then she'd just stand there. and then you just pick her up. Like. She did everything from a walk without walking.
How
like
did
same
you
amount
know
of time.
When she needed to go.
Well, you just do every couple hours.
You're just guessing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's really.
She was just zombified.
Did she just want?
Nah, she was just okay. sedated. It was a lot for a dog.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't
awful.
Mean do it on purpose.
No,
and that was, you know, if this was the other podcast, it'd be a lot
more. I don't know. Did we
relevant.
Even explain that my dog is currently in my lap, or people are going to think this information is just coming out of nowhere? My dog is in my lap.
Oh, I didn't mention the dog. I forgot that was from the other one. Yes. I don't even know if I mentioned you. Lauren Flans, I said that.
You mentioned
that. But I didn't give anything else. And that you've done stuff for Sports Dump before.
I wrote one stuff.
One scathing. That's about the average for people who've contributed.
Well, it's just I don't know or.
I forced you into it.
You were right to do that because it was basically. I'd basically written it on Facebook.
You had. It needed a platform. It was one of our more popular pieces.
I padded it a little. Was it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. The only other thing only one thing has stood out, and that is trolling Nebraska fans, which I knew would work because I'm a Nebraska fan, and I shared it out there. So that's the only thing at this point that I know can enrage people. Who the heck is this? Hold on one second. I got to pause for a moment. Pardon the interruption there. That was a call from the Sports Widow. If you're a regular listener, she was calling in there. Not sports related, but this is the music from the Sports Widow podcast I was referencing earlier.
Oh, gotcha.
And now it's the Sports Dumpcast.
You have a lot of podcasts.
Well, the Sports Widow podcast morphed into this because the Sports Widow, her availability was
turns
limited.
Out. Yeah.
She was working more than
also.
Me.
Yeah. The widow went the way of the husband.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah. A podcast is a good sign of unemployment, and
that's
she was employed enough to not be able to do the podcast.
If I was not unemployed, I don't know how thriving our podcast would be.
But the benefit might be having your podcast because of that, you can give it more attention, and then maybe eventually you can make your living off your podcast.
Oh, God, that is literally my goal at this stage.
And what is that podcast?
Oh,
because
well,
we haven't
you.
Mentioned it. That was a lovely, I don't know who to credit with that.
Me.
Great.
It's a queer coming out podcast. It's called Coming Out with Lauren and Nicole.
Great.
I know, very basic name. Everything you need to know is in that title.
And it's for the most part, if not entirely, guests coming on and sharing their experiences
exactly.
coming out.
Yeah, coming out whatever that means to them.
I had another question.
So
we did a previous podcast, as I mentioned, where we talked about some of this. But another question that I didn't ask before, have you ever had anyone who has not come out, like who has wanted to come on anonymously and discuss, or who, like I was asking in that other podcast, who, although not about that particular issue, but anyone who hadn't yet?
Not exactly. The short answer is no. Longer answer is we've had, in fact, the episode that we released today is someone who has always been out to themselves and to their social circle, but as a moderately public figure, like this is somebody who you can Google and actor, this is probably the first time on the record.
Right.
We have somebody else coming on who's same sort of situation, always been out, like hasn't hit it, but has never made and I'm speaking vaguely because.
Sure.
Yeah. But hasn't really made a public statement yet. We did have one person who we haven't released it, and I think we actually might not release it because I think we want to wait till the situation is a little easier because.
It's not the situation from Jersey Shore, right?
I was trying to keep it anonymous.
but you said the situation. You kind of gave
GTL,
it away there. Yeah.
Gay tan laundry.
Nice.
Thank you. But no, it was someone who wanted to know if we could do voice modulation.
I had somebody ask me that, believe it or not, on the weed podcast.
People are
crazy.
Yeah.
But that just shows,
parallels.
And it's these stigmas are all dumb is the thing. That's like you talk about people who haven't made a public statement.
It's weird that you kind of have to. You don't have to.
No, you don't have to. But that it's a thing.
Slash want to.
Right.
Yeah.
That is even something that need be publicly stated one way or the other.
Yeah. And with the voice modulation, that was a different scenario. Where
sure.
This is someone who is not from America and their country of origin.
It.
Yeah. So that was more
so there
like,
are things with that.
And ultimately, I think we're not releasing that just for.
And isn't that crazy also?
Yeah. It's fucked up.
To think that like your podcast now, I'm not is not a mainstream podcast, right?
Not yet.
But you're still, you still have again full opportunity to put it out there as much as I do with the sports one, or the weed one or whatever. You may actually have, in some places, more opportunity than for the weed one, which is as it should be. But all of it is weird that there are differences in where you can say these things.
Yeah.
Like in that people
yeah,
in some countries,
so.
It's a good and bad thing that we live in one of the most progressive countries in the world.
Yes.
And that when you say you still live in one of the most progressive countries in the world, and yet it still has these things,
yeah.
That's kind of the downer side of it. But the application to the sports world is normally on the sports dump. Well, if it's Ephraim hosting, we often talk about race and those issues in sports. And those are prevalent all the time. And we try to avoid the scores and we try to keep it light, but we somehow always get heavy talking about, especially the Colin Kaepernick issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even non-sports fans are kind of aware of
yeah.
just the blatant blackballing that's going on with that. So a lot of times it leans to that. But one thing I also noticed, no matter who is doing it, unless it is Molly or another woman, although I don't know if any other woman besides you has ever done the podcast, that perspective is often missing. And I listen to a lot of sports shows, or a couple of different sports podcasts, some of which occasionally have women sitting in. And honestly, it is so much different perspective-wise just to have that completely. Because no matter how racially diverse, no matter how sexually oriented, diverse, what sport, what they did, there's always a male perspective mm-hmm. permeating sports. And a male
yeah.
hetero, obviously. So I always enjoy, it'd be great if I also had Ephraim, you know, but because it's just something I always notice more than any other, probably because I watch so much sports stuff, and because so much sports stuff is so male that it
mm-hmm.
really, it shows. And once you kind of notice something, that's another thing, like Ephraim had pointed out some just things that, again, white male perspective don't even kind of float past your purview. And then once
yeah.
it does, you start noticing it
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it becomes like a bug of like, oh, this is where this would go. But until you, I remember when I worked at Second City, which was a very, very, very white place for a long time. And I was in one of the first kind of more mixed casts. Brian Gallivan was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, I don't even, like, it is diversity, but, like, to me...
Yeah, no, I
because
know.
Because I'm so, again,
yeah.
To me it's more normal, but... and then Amber and Ithamar, and
yeah.
that was for, I mean, that was as
That's
diverse
a great
as it got,
crew,
right?
Yeah.
But they interviewed us, and they interviewed the three white straight people, and they interviewed them, and then they were talking about the differences, and it so happened, and this is what happens when you start to integrate. We, as the white people who'd been there, had been in Chicago for a long time. But because no gay, black, Hispanic people were really part of the community, that once they went looking for people like that, they had to go to newer people because no one had been in the community
uh-huh,
for 10 years of any
yep.
of those things.
Yes, yeah.
So they were trying to emphasize, well, you know, they've been hired with less experience. And I remember at the time having some, like, resentment about that
mm-hmm.
and then realizing kind of coming to the conclusion of like, well, it's only because there was no Hispanic person who had been invited
yeah.
into the community or
yes.
gay or whatever
yeah.
and so when what happens is when integration happens initially, it's a huge sea change because
yes
the culture hasn't happened
yeah but you have
you
to,
have to develop you
well,
have to kind of take
whole,
that step
you had an affirmative action
yes.
situation essentially,
right.
which is when people
yes.
argue that it should all be equal and colorblind
right.
it's like it's not a fucking level
yes.
playing ground
well
though.
And baseball is the greatest example, although all the major sports were segregated when they started. Baseball was the biggest sport at the time when it integrated, so that's why it gets the big publicity
mm-hmm.
but again, same thing. And of all things, of all jobs in the world, to me, sports is the greatest meritocracy.
Mm.
Like, I think I'm funny as hell, but there might be someone who doesn't think I'm that funny.
Yeah.
But if I can slam
yes.
a basketball like Michael Jordan,
for sure.
no one can argue with that.
Yeah.
No one can say he's not great at basketball.
Yeah.
That's what I always love about sports is the like finality of it.
Yeah.
And even with that, Colin Kaepernick, they still find ways to get political with it or whatever.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's a lot of those issues too.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as most anything goes, maybe brain surgery too. You know, like, because it's like you can't get away with being a fraud in that.
One would hope not.
Right. I feel like it would catch up to you. but as far as low stakes things, sports is the best meritocracy.
It's good that you just called sports low stakes on your sports podcast.
Well, but that's part. It's called the sports dump. So
that's
I think
true.
We understand. But yeah, all those examples are there. And so I bring all this up and I brought you on, aside from you being a, you know, charter member of the sports dump for your one contribution.
Yes.
Is that you run the, you do have this podcast, and one issue that comes up from time to time that anyone else who I have doesn't have any perspective on is the fact that sports is kind of the last bastion
yes,
of no
100%,
gays allowed.
Last frontier.
You know, of the, you know.
Or it's like that in hip hop.
Male sports.
Yes,
I have to be clear because women's
yes.
sports, if anything, I mean,
Megan
Rapinoe and Sue Bird are
yeah,
a famous couple.
For sure.
Valerie knows Rapinoe. Whenever she, I'm always like,
really?
Rapinoe. Well,
oh, you mean,
I thought,
yeah, I just
she
forgot
know
that
her
Valerie
as a celebrity.
Is a child. I just got excited. Can we interview her?
You can, eventually, maybe.
That's how my mind works running this podcast.
Down the line, I'll show you the tweet that I didn't put out, and maybe you will have her on. But, yeah, women's sports...
Yeah.
Brittany, in fact, women's sports has a lot of domestic issues, often woman on woman.
Go on.
crime. like, I believe Brittany Griner had an issue with her. I don't know if it was spouse or.
Who? I don't know.
Brittany Griner is, I think she plays for Phoenix. She's like 6'6. She's like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah.
Okay. You've got to be more basic.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Than the team.
WNBA.
I'm going to need the actual sport.
yes.
Fantastic.
She, I believe, is gay. And I believe there was like several domestic disputes with her.
Listen,
also like 6'3"
domestic
basketball playing.
Violence is a problem in the queer community that people are trying to bring more visibility
right.
to because it doesn't get talked about a lot,
well,
but it is
that's,
it
that,
is a problem.
It's a very interesting thing, and God, I know this is a sports podcast and we keep going
no,
off, but
now it's a domestic violence podcast.
Yeah, it's true. and it's the way it always goes, but you like the R. Kelly thing.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
So again, all of these things have become apparent to me that even when we start correcting society's ills, it's always the white victims who get corrected
oh,
first.
Oh yeah. Oh
or the
yeah,
white,
yeah.
Now
yeah.
now the
big
funny
big time.
Now again, women are not beating men up, so the men can't be
yet.
The victims in that scenario, mm-hmm. right? You know. Some
oh,
would complain,
real quick,
some
this
might
is a
not.
Sport. Did you fucking hear about the dude who tried to mug the UFC?
Yes.
That's one of the best stories.
Wait,
I've
the guy
ever
who chased a woman
life.
Into the karate place, you mean?
No, she's a UFC champion. And
oh,
I'm,
the
like,
woman
Brazil
who beat the crap
or,
out
yeah,
of him.
It is the funniest.
The picture of his face, yes.
And she just sat with, she just fucking sat with him on the curb and was
yes.
like, now we wait for the police.
Right, now I beat, first I beat the shit
the
out of you.
Best story
yes.
ever. There I was, fucking love it.
That's
anyway.
That's kind of like everybody's dream
oh,
scenario.
God, so delightful.
My older daughter. Took martial arts. I wish you would just keep taking it just to
yeah.
be like a, like Krav Maga.
Yeah.
You know what the main move in Krav Maga is?
I do not.
Kick to the nuts.
That's great.
That's like
my
the starting
only
move,
that I know
of
to do.
Well, Krav Maga is like you want to, there's no compassion in Krav Maga.
Good, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some of these martial arts
yeah,
are like combat things.
Like, but
Krav
that's
Maga
not what
is,
women need
no.
currently.
And again, anything that's Israeli special forces based is going to be no mercy.
Yeah.
But most of their moves start with like kick to the nuts.
Great, that's good.
So
to know.
There you know half of Krav Maga.
Halfway there.
But yeah, the so yeah,
but
so
yeah,
like
it's a triple down.
Like
white people,
gay
get the,
domestic
yeah.
abuse is not going to be as quickly dealt with because
yeah.
it's a marginalized community.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looked at, you know. Yeah, we'll get to that once we. It's interesting all the trickle down on that. I don't know
yeah.
if I just realized it or if I always knew it, but I just pointed it out to a lot of sports fans who are probably excited
oh.
about it.
Oh, yeah.
But so I don't even know what direction to take this, other than I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the Dwight Howard story, which hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, which I understand because some things are not corroborated, and with journalism in these situations,
okay,
you know, I believe all the tweets. And just to, if you don't know the situation, Dwight Howard, he's on the disabled list for another injury, but there's a story that he had been dating a transgender,
yeah.
Okay. Person, and there had been some abuse in that, I think, or threats and stuff.
Yeah,
and from that,
yeah.
And I don't know if it's that person had threatened to release this info and then the threats came, or if the threats were before and then it all came out. So it is certainly a messy situation, and it's one that I don't think sports media
is equipped to handle,
let alone sports
delicately.
Dump. So they just avoid it.
Yeah.
And it's easy because
for
he's...
For one day, it was the only thing in the news.
And it was on something like Deadspin, which kind of is a little more... Deadspin is like Gizmodo and
yeah,
Gawker.
Yeah, what's their angle, though?
Splinter.
Are they a little... They're
they just
a
take
little
the piss out of
it. They're not... They're not like a non-partisan, non-biased.
No, they're not non-partisan.
Okay, okay,
they're
yeah,
not
yeah,
a news thing. They're more
okay,
like
okay,
no,
great,
they take shots.
Okay, got it. Got
and
got
and
it,
this, but again, I don't know who you take shots at in this situation.
Sure, yeah.
The media maybe for not touching it, but I think it's not reported enough to be, you know, like for the quote unquote legitimate media to visit it. And even I'm kind of dancing around it because of the uncertainty. But It certainly, even if this situation is different, and it's easy to not face it because he's on the disabled list, and they're probably not going to play him for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But you don't know how much of that is the actual injury, and how much is avoiding the PR for it.
For sure.
And he's always been kind of on the outside, a great player, on the outside looking in with almost every team he's been on.
Okay.
Where he has, it always seems like, despite his talent and ability, he doesn't, and he always has a very kind of happy-go-lucky nature to him.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe an arrested development type of situation he's a
okay,
man-child.
Ugh,
and he came into the NBA out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible that he, you know, isn't really
as
emotionally developed as most people. And so as much as there's a social stigma in general in the sports world, and I would also think even beyond the sports world, in the NBA, and I don't know if you talk about race and stigma of gay stigma in your podcast.
Yeah, we have.
Right, because there are additional. I don't know if it's better or worse or what, but it seems like culturally there are also some obstacles to beyond just being a jock. But being an African American jock in basketball makes it, you know,
even
harder.
Yeah, we got into this a little bit recently with a guest. I know, and it's so interesting because it was so hard for me to try to phrase it, and I think I said something. This is such a like dumb way to say it, but I was like, you know, it's hard enough being a bisexual man. I can't imagine it's easier being a black bisexual, which is such a fucking like white person. Like, I don't know how to say this.
But we all,
it is. But yeah, I'm fucking.
But you are describing kind of like that's
my only personal experience with it was being on Wild and Out and seeing how those dudes talked about queer stuff and being like, holy fuck, this
and
is
and
bad.
And so that show is. Rappers, you're an improviser.
I was like the one,
right? You're
like
the comedian
me
there.
And Mikey Day and Rossica Mather.
Okay. So that's those were the kind of the comic relief.
And then they like weren't there the next season. So yeah, it was mostly.
It turned into a more rap based.
It was
like
it was a lot of YouTube stars stand up for the cast. It was like YouTube stars. Stand-ups, that was sort of the bulk of it.
And did everyone have
rappers.
Did everybody have the ability to battle rap well? Was that
To varying degrees, but in terms of an improv background, it was like there were only two or three of us on any given season who had improv experience.
And it was most of the white rappers were like split between improvisers and genuine rappers.
I'm trying to think. Well, it would be me and Mikey Day. But then the following season, it was me and Natasha Rothwell were the experienced improvisers. I'm 100% sure I'm forgetting someone major and it's awful, but you probably don't have that many
listeners, you know,
who know Wild and Out. That's probably not a huge deal.
Absolutely not.
But
it was
probably
Will Ferrell one season.
Oh, yeah. He did a stint.
Yeah.
No, so I don't even know if it was, divided
Ike.
That. It was just there.
That would be great.
There were just so few actual people who had done improv on the show that it was like, it was very interesting that it was billed as an improv hip hop show.
But were there dancers?
Not
as part of the cast?
No.
Because I would think within the dance community, you might have a different demographic.
When
there.
I was on it, didn't have any dancers.
Okay.
That would have been cool.
But I also think, I wonder if the, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right,
because
I think the dance community is probably a higher level of. Or maybe
I
they're
would
all.
Think
maybe it's
so,
a,
but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's just out people. But sports, you know, like there's not a lot of out rappers.
No,
that
that's
would
what
be
I was going to say. The last
frontier
is, I will now speak for the whole queer community.
Sure.
But I believe the queer community kind of, it's regarded that, oh, sorry, I put the mic down. I believe it's like sports, or as you're saying, male sports, and then rap hip hop, are the final frontiers.
Even politics has kind of broken down a little bit.
Yeah. A lot in this past
election. Yeah, you're right. But like, you know,
publicity
people getting elected is a huge step.
Yeah, the Colorado dude, and then Kyrsten Sinema.
And then Kay isn't from California, isn't she
Katie
bisexual?
Hill, yep, Katie Hill. And then in my mind, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, we can all
fit.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know it. Yeah.
Right. And the vice president, but he just doesn't know.
Oh,
it.
Yeah. That motherfucker.
I mean, it's not
a twink. I'm sorry.
Well, and here's a.
Look at pictures.
We're
of
off
him
base
and
completely. And
Are we, though? It all comes back to Mike Pence as a twink.
Well, it comes back to, you know, politics. He's from politics when you could not be like that. And he also has a wife and kids,
yeah, he's
right?
also just a fucking garbage human.
Well,
and I know it's you're loath to do the thing where it's like, well, all the people who are terrible to queer people are closeted, which I don't believe is
oh,
true.
Oh, God,
I
no.
I think it's, yeah. I think there
no,
is
you
definitely
can tell the difference
a
between
fraction.
A straight-up bigot and a closeted
yeah.
bigot. No
and
doubt.
And Mike Pence, I haven't given enough thought to him because he's such a piece of shit. I haven't given enough thought to be like, do I really think he's closeted? Right. I don't know. But he looks like a twink. And I will say that.
I will put the twink disclaimer.
Some dudes look like twinks, and some are straight, but they
he
look
has
like
very,
twinks. I don't know.
His skin looks like it's been well cared for, is one thing I'll say.
Oh, I hate him.
He washes his face at least twice a day.
And moisturizes.
I have not washed my face. That's the most, that's the clearest.
You gotta wash your face.
No way, my skin's fine.
No,
it's once you start washing your face, you gotta keep washing. If you start the streak without it, it's like
it's
once
not
that
like
faucet is on.
The seal.
It is. The seal of skin care.
All right.
Well, we'll check back in 10
We've
years.
We've digressed.
We have. It's been all digressions. So I don't have a specific question other than it is. Do you have thoughts on? Do you think, and maybe you've never even thought about this, but in the next 5 or 6 years. Do you think sports will, or do you think that's something that will still hold
so.
Out?
I really, really hope so. I think it will start in 5 or 6 years. I don't know if it's going to be. I think there will be more, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there will be a lot
I just wonder
more.
If we're going to have another cultural backlash from what we're in right now, like what I was talking about, where I feel like right now the culture is acceptance of cruelty and meanness.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of become the in vogue way to behave and not feel shame.
I think that it always is going to kind of start with the youths. And there's a college player who recently came out.
Yes.
I don't know. I heard about him on a different queer podcast,
not
a sports podcast.
Well, you know, it's one or the other.
But shit like that is what's going to change it.
And
what and is
college,
so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stuff like that. But yeah, it's... I want to say, who are the two? Is it Michael Sams? Is that his name?
Michael Sam was an NFL guy who came out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's him, and then it's Jason, Collins? Is that right?
Yes, the basketball player.
Look at me!
Yeah, that is very good.
Those two dudes are the fucking bravest guys in the entire universe.
And again,
so much
Michael Sam, he was very successful in college. and you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You know, he went late in the draft, but it's hard to know without that information how it would have gone.
Yeah.
That it's necessarily equal. Like, he did get a shot, but how much of a shot did he get?
Exactly.
What was it like in the locker room?
Yep.
That's the thing I wanted to add. Usually when we do this and I was talking about perspective, I get that locker room perspective from Ephraim. Now, when you've had some, people of color on your show, you have a lot of perspective beyond what I do in terms of woman and gay and things like that. Did you find yourself being like, oh, that's beyond what I've considered in my situation? I guess kind of when you were saying, like, it'd be hard to be bisexual by itself.
I don't know if it's necessarily, this is going to sound so up my own ass. I don't know if it's like beyond what I've considered, but it's that thing where it's like knowing how much I don't know and just being like, I know that there is literally no way I can even crack the surface. Yeah. So it's stuff that I actively try
about. And I also think that people who have experienced some level of bias or at least observed it against them or those like them are more apt to have that perspective. I do think, like, doing these podcasts, like,
that's interesting.
For a, you know, and I hate the phrase, like, I'm a father of daughters, so I have the
but a like father of daughters.
You know, until you look at it one way, and then everyone should have this perspective all the time. But until it becomes personal, like so many other things, like someone can be a homophobe until their child, who they've loved unconditionally,
sure,
you know, like,
but there, we do have problems within the queer community. Like, we have the same problems.
Is there,
the
is there,
community has
are there,
sure.
are there gay racists?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
What a dumb question for me to ask. It sounded so ignorant to say that. But
no, it's a great question.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great question.
Well, and there are homophobic minorities. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, just because you're
big
oppressed doesn't
time.
Mean. So not everyone has that
big
perspective.
Time.
We're not
no,
all
yeah,
able
no,
to overlay
but,
that.
But you would like to believe that there's at least hopefully more of a window.
To just pull this back to sports
to some
and this
sports.
Perspective. Today I was responding. There's for some reason I follow this guy who is a general manager of a baseball team. He doesn't do it anymore. And I've heard him on some podcasts. And he's an interesting guy beyond that. So I decided to follow him. And he's putting a bunch of stuff up about baseball salaries and everything, player salaries. And again, since I've known this for a long time, actually, probably because like a lot of white middle class kids, my dream is always to have been a professional athlete.
Yeah.
So I understand that professional athletes may be getting paid a lot, but it doesn't mean they're overpaid because they're getting a fraction of what the owner gets. Don't ever think that the athlete is making the owner poor.
Oh, God, yeah.
But this guy keeps putting out tweets like that, and it's like his perspective is of the guy who had to pay those guys. But like, so I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, look, you say how much you want to pay each player. As long as the team payroll is a percentage of your total revenue, pay each of them whatever you want. But like, he didn't have that perspective, and it made me angry. Mm. Perspective is the key to all of it. Amazingly, this may be our least sports-centric episode of the Sports Dump we've ever done. No,
with
I mean,
me as a guest?
Well, but we've had some other ones, but we've achieved it with this. That doesn't mean it didn't apply in any way to sports or that it's not interesting. Honest to God, with Ephraim, I want to redo some of the ones I did with him because I just want to do like a racism podcast.
Yeah.
But you know, you bring people in this, and if we stayed interesting long enough, hopefully they stayed with it.
You know, one of
you got to fool some
I'll
people into
sports,
perspective sometimes.
I'll say a sports thing. This is barely a sports thing. Well, one of my favorite movies that I purchased is a sports movie. Now, is it
should
a gay
I guess?
Sports movie? 100%.
Hold on a second, then. The Rosie O'Donnell baseball one?
No. What we need to think, it's not League of Their Own, which this is the worst thing ever. I haven't seen that movie. I almost am not allowed to be gay having not seen that movie.
I guess, but there's
bad.
I guess
it's bad.
But gay doesn't really come up in that movie at all.
No, but it is that
You're
is
a
like
woman.
A lesbian
that's where,
movie you
sure,
really should
sure,
see. And
that's
I got schooled at a Golden Globes.
Have you seen Mommy Dearest?
Weekend. I have not. Why? You just did an eye thing at me.
That's probably more of
a gay man
thing.
Yeah.
But
I should see it as an appreciator of film.
As an improviser, you should
as
see
an improviser.
It.
No, I was going to say, to think of this movie, you just have to think of who... You've seen my tweets. Who would Lauren want to
the
see
boxing
do
movie?
A girl-girl love scene? What actress would...
In a sports
this
movie?
This was a kind of a... This wasn't a major movie. It should have been bigger. I really
a
like
sports
it.
Sports-type movie.
Should I just say what it is?
Yeah.
It's Battle of the Sexes, where Emma
oh,
Stone
sure.
plays Billie Jean
I've seen most of that movie. Not all of it.
It's such an underrated movie.
It
I
is
think
good.
It's so fucking
that
great.
That story
not,
is an underrated story.
It's great. And speaking as someone who knows nothing about sports, I didn't know who won that match. So I was watching
you didn't?
It in real time. No, I don't. My parents are like theater opera people.
But as that's something you should know as
no shit.
Gay history.
I know.
Women's history.
I know. I was embarrassed.
Sports history.
But watching it, I was like on the fucking edge of my seat because
yes.
I didn't know who was going to win.
You know, that was an example of athletes using their power
yes.
early on. You know, and I don't know that they actually got equal pay necessarily at that point. Serena's yeah. done equal, similar stuff like that.
I should
that.
Hope so. I mean, like she's like a fucking household
well
name.
She's the, I mean, she's the biggest straw man or woman.
Exactly. Yeah. Like what she's done for, yeah.
But yeah, that's a very sportsy thing, and that whole thing is.
I love that movie though, and I do think it's a good sports movie. Like I really do. I just think it's like a fucking fascinating, exciting.
It is,
sports
and that
movie.
And that's one of the you know. There have been many, actually, but the crossovers in terms of Jackie Robinson, all right, that's a sports history moment mm-hmm. that's greater than, and often they, all these sports stories, almost all, and there'll be another one with a gay athlete, probably.
I hope so.
Where it's always the group that was excluded proving that they should not have been excluded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it, those kind of, crossover sports uh-huh. and history things.
Now we should say though that this really is like a female triumphant movie because she was not out at
no.
the time that this occurred. So
yeah,
so,
and
oh,
she still
I
kept a good relationship
again.
With her husband afterwards.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But the queer element of that movie is all like her
right.
internal.
That's
it's,
true.
It's not,
yes.
So it's but I
now but
that
relationship
that
was happening. So she was aware of it.
Relationship was happening. Yeah, and it deals with how it
God,
affects
imagine.
Her playing and
right,
stuff like
yes.
that. It's just a really fucking good movie. Emma Stone's a great actor. Everyone in it is so great.
Now
and
sometimes
it has a hot sex scene.
Does it? Oh, a little
I
bit
think
it does.
So.
Yes.
I think it's hot.
I like Emma Stone.
I really like
I didn't,
Emma Stone.
I didn't. I guess I, as a sports fan, I was looking at it differently.
You should. You shouldn't have watched that movie the way I did.
but and the tennis was well done too. Actually.
Yes, it was so fucking great.
It was. It was well done.
And she put on like 20 pounds of muscle or whatever.
She
the
put
fuck,
on 20
like,
pounds?
Oh, I muscle. I don't know. She
oh,
did.
I mean,
she
looked.
Did extensive like
she didn't look,
sports
yeah.
working out.
I guess she's probably like thin as a rail normally. Anyway,
I would guess because yeah. she's a successful actress. but no, like she. I mean, obviously she's not playing
no.
in all of it. But there are like
oh,
she's
yeah.
definitely playing tennis
yes.
for a lot of it and trained very hard to do that movie and it's fucking exciting.
Yeah, I think as
loved
a
it.
She probably is much tinier than the actual Billie Jean King.
I would imagine
who currently looks exactly. Exactly like my sister-in-law's mother.
She looks like my mom, I feel like.
Does she?
Well,
I
all
mean,
women past a certain age get the mom haircut.
Yes,
and that's just
true.
That's
right.
just the way it is.
It is. That's a good place to go out on.
Right?
We reviewed a sports movie. That
we
was
reviewed
nice.
A sports movie
we,
that
we,
I highly recommend.
We didn't solve any social problems, but we touched on them.
Did we eat the seaweed, though?
Oh, for God's
Jesus
sake.
Christ. What would you do without me?
So we're gonna
do you want to just do a bonus episode?
Yes.
It's a 5-minute where you eat
we're
going to
eat the seaweed.
Let's
that's
just
exactly
do that.
It. Great. All right. We're out on this one. Okay. Bye. You'll have to find the other podcast for the seaweed.